Hey guys, it's the first time here. I only discovered today how inexperienced I am at writing poetry, but I'll get to that, shouldn't I? I was sick for a couple of years, and I wrote these poems when I was sick, just to get like some background into why you're pretty grim. So, yeah. This one I wrote when I was like bedridden for a couple of months straight, and I was kind of pissed off at everything in general. So, okay. This one's called A Sickly Prison and a Lovely Home. I live a life untold to most, existing, breathing, merely a ghost. Blind eyes now see how life austerely lives, true love and kindness forgotten to the wind. Vampires seem to live most auspiciously, portray themselves as selfless missionaries. Challenge now my beholden beliefs of goodness at heart, that devotion, discipline, and kindness will wed me with heaven. But I'm yet to see evidence, I still live apart. My only exigency is sanity in Eden. A green field sodden with locusts turned sallow offers nothing but florid bitterness and sorrow. What good is a dying field, left for dead, incapable of yield? Forced debauchery without compensation or reward, a solitary abundance of monotony and discord. How I wish I wrote of exaltation and concord. How I wish dreams of death were unpleasant prayers. How I wish my life didn't hold so much rubbish. How I wish my lungs breathed jubilant airs. How I wish there wasn't a need to wish. And this one isn't... This is actually a happy poem. This was after the whole sickness gig. So, yeah, this one is... Yeah, so after I was sick, I was a bit more appreciative about the whole thing. It's called A Shaking Wind. As if I were a hanging coconut, I lived with little care, till ill gales threw me from my spot and sent me flying through the air. Falling prisoner to oscillating waves, till momentum gave me grace, I leapt onto land with the given surge, smashed upon a rock, my old self I did purge. My moisture soared into the air, my liquid spilt into the sea. My shell stood upon the earth. As if I were an open shell, I now live everywhere.
Thanks, Greg, and I'm glad you got better. Greg got to read two poems, but the rest of you aren't so lucky. I let Greg do that now because it was his first time and he was the first up, so he got to read two. The rest of you will have to keep it to one because he's just a bit short on time. So next up we have Eugene.
Water. A falter, hollow traveling woman, fluke through. Grind loiter, iron litter, unpresumed liminal. Old grain biscuits, August te, Sir Christian, te, turin. In my oiga, a rural orlano, son hospital sair, a finoclin of water. Slawnish na fiacla bio. Tamás. Treilach. Dia agus burilat un hala an cahar. Frian brat. Frian lash. Gan agar. Gan mas. Gan liberty. Trí stór siis agus farin in ní ar urlar svent sa darka. Na precon mŵr, le bolyg mŵr eich frastylar. Casula Shostakovic. Sgwb fficlu yn y farlegau, le gynnys penawn am eich se lifted. An garde car. An doctor Lucy. An clown e ceda. Se siopt yn ystig, lien se ma. Gan spekli, gan urdor, gan mas, gan liberty. Chinook.
Thanks, Eugene, and just in case you're wondering, that was Irish. Well, next up we have Mary O'Connell.
I haven't found a title for this yet, but it's in memoriam for Jenny Rees, who is a psychotherapist that I knew, and she was from California. She came among us elegant and tall, skilled in her craft and strong in her approach. A revelation watching her at work. In the group she gathered, I felt her draw us in, a gossamer string that held us. A weaver pulling deftly at a skein of rainbow threads to separate each one and give it breath. She would catch a passing word, batting it back and hitting home, allow for the echo to recede. Waited to trigger a response, her comments would bypass the frozen mask, drop to the molten waves of pain. Once a seeker found the courage to plunge to the place of recognition, the healing could begin. When she left, I felt bereft. She'd guided me to weave my poor divided self into a single strand.
Rolled in the estuary. A war surplus life raft, red sail signaling, put out from the beach for short trips only in the light hours of summer. Tides ebbed and flowed, observed by yacht. At the farmhouse, taken for a month, ducks swam in the garden stream. In the kitchen, maids were skittish when lobsters crawled for boiling water. A haggard gleam spotless in the sunshine, and cows after milking dumped on bracken. From the quarry well the horse drew water. Seals barked in the bay in the early evening. Our English cousins danced in the green pot. Cards were played under oil lamps. Phosphorescence lit the bay at nightfall.
Thanks, Charles. Next we have Kevin. I can't read your surname, I'm afraid, Kevin.
Kieran.
Are you a doctor? Or are you a white like one? What's your surname again? Bevan.
I was going to read two, but the footpaths have gone towards this is an older poem. I wrote it 13 years ago when my son was 14. He's 27 years old now, and he's living in China. And it's about 3 years since I saw him, and he'd kill me if I knew I was reading this here tonight. It's a sonnet, and it's called Sunday Sonnet. S-O-N-D-A-Y sonnet. And it's about the estrangement that existed between us when he was a younger teenager. We're good friends now. 14 today and sick of daddy's love. But I remember when we were sick from aeroplanes and chips. The carnival sky changing up above. I hear the merry murmur of your lisping lips. and laughing on the fragrant air. I had a fist of coins to beat the cuckoo clock that called you to your mother's nest where I once lived. Your farewell kiss as light as candy floss, the leaving and the ache of another day to break a heart that thumps in time to a theme that will not rhyme. A blur of colour, quarrels to portray the light and shadows of that moody day. And swallows paint the autumn sky with wings that write a sonnet of goodbyes.
Well, Garen, I do hope we see you come in the door again in the future. And I'm guessing that the next person that must be our daughter, who almost won the 5-word challenge, April Bethel. Aoife, pardon me. Aoife Bethel.
Bad handwriting's hereditary.
So this is called Flesh, and it's what I would call a meditation on the incarnation. So it's inspired by John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Flesh. Flesh. Fresh, pink, meaty, tangible flesh. Tender, maybe even ticklish flesh. Wrapped around bones and filled with hot, dark, red life. Solid. As concrete and stones, brittle, delicate, soft, special flesh. Breathing, talking, eating, walking, flesh. The warmth of my skin, blood within, a sensation he knew. I grow still and feel my chest, the heart there that beats a loud tattoo. He knew that too. The Word, the very breath of life, the eternity of existence in his hands. He holds it all together, and he was flesh. Flesh that was cruelly stripped, beaten, whipped, scarred, that bled rivers down his back as a cat o' nine tails swung through hot Jerusalem's air. Flesh that yielded to hard hammer hits, nails in flesh, nails in flesh, a spear in his side, thorns on his brow. The Word was flesh, broken, beaten flesh, rent and torn. The Word, the eternal Word, echoing through time and space, resounding through all creation, all existence, called into being by that spoken Word, limp, dead flesh. A corpse, a body cooling the stiffening of limbs, a broken mess wrapped in rags and laid on a cold stone. The Word, the Word, the Word alive, alive, alive. A still heart beats back to life, resurrection of the Word in flesh. The Word is alive.
What word? Every word? Like this, that, them, those, they all alive? They all living? Brilliant. Thank you very much, Aoife. I really do hope you come back as well. Fantastic. Alright. And next, you know, we have some aristocracy in our midst. You know, we have the 15th Earl of Effin.
I thought it would
be doing. No, has the 15th Earl of Effin left the building? Oh, I think I might have to swoon. I take my pen and I scratch him from my list. Okay, down with our aristocracy. We're sweating. Next, we have the winner of the 5-word challenge, Geraldine Dorgan.
This is a poem about my father, and it's the last day I spent with him, his last day of life. He was a cattle dealer, and you know, I used to reach school in Northern Ireland. So I would go up the Midlands to the nursing home, and he had a bit of Alzheimer's, so he was slipping back into his Catalan days. And the conversation always began the same way with the nurse. It was called the Martyr's Memory. "Business was brisk today," she said. "He's been bidding since 7. I slipped her a smile, a bandage across my face, big enough to hide the pain. Pushed back the curtains, saw my father's bony body, long and limp beneath the bedclothes. His face stuck to the bars, peer once more into the ring, lathered in sweat, lost. His fingers grasped the burnished head of his battered ash plant, bidding for cattle in the mart of his memory. Bullocks, heifers, sucklers, Frisians, whiteheads, shorthorns, Aberdeen Angus, Charolais, suck calves, Kerry blues, an endless circuit of hooves, scuffled, soiled beneath the stick of the drover. A monologue of mumbled words, high octaves, low guttural grunts. He frets. I place my heart on his brow. He shudders, startled, and sits up. Stares at me. Long fingers scrape my wrist, then point. Stand the man at the bar there, a drink."
Thank you, Geraldine. And now we have another person whose name I can't read. Ita Topart or something. Ita or Sita. sorry, I'm going to get some help.
Gita.
Is there a Gita in the house? Sarah. Okay, I'm going to move on to the next person. Yeah. You can't read it either, but it's not just me asking. Like, the first name has like 3 letters.
Stu.
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 Yeah. Hey, Ita.
Oh, what name am I writing?
Yeah, it's an empty sheet of paper. This is a poem about what I want to be when I grow up. I said to Dad, "Hey Dad, I want to be a wrestler." And he said I was crazy. He said it's fake. And I said, "You're fucking mental. I mean, you could see the blood and like you could hear the pain. Stone Cold's theme tune starts with the noise of him going through a window pane. I mean, is it not a perfect example to live by a brotherhood of men, not trying to hurt one another but protect each other?" And I said, obviously, there's the road and the JD and the coke, those toothless hillbilly smiles, tongue-in-cheek, felt-tip cardboard signs. I could be a superhero. Just give me 15 minutes and a gimmick. I'll get over with the crowd. Rehab and physiotherapy is the limit. I could be a mystery man built from parts unknown. Or call me the masked debater, because if you say it fast, it sounds like, well. Or maybe I could have a turn for the worse, create hatred in the spectator's thirst. I could crush bones as gale force, disgraced weatherman turned superstar. I'd tell you the forecast was pain, then march down the highway to the tune of purple rain, snarling in delicious spandex. I'd float from the top rope, delivering the overcast kick, then tire of shit, climb with guns and pack it on in. Catch me at the wrong end of the tunnel, charging pints for autographs and a cloud of Xanax. Remember me, I'm that guy. I'd bait John Doe for the crack in front of 300 screaming kids at Neptune Stadium, hallowed hall of the wrestling reunion show. Tag it on Facebook for all to despair. Do you remember the days when I was on Sky Sports at 3 in the a.m. keeping you from school the next morning? Now I'm broken, I'm in pain, reduced, occluded, derided, fake tan, fake muscles, shit hair, bad pants, and worst of all, your dad will think I'm fake.
You could be Super Ita. Right, next we have Alexis.
Woo!
Angarad, Campbell, Bannerman. Most people have one, some people have two, but Alexis has three. Okay, Angarad, Campbell, Bannerman. Welcome.
Your first is where that will work.
Okay, I wouldn't have read this poem out tonight, but the poem's read made quite an impression on me, so I thought I'd share it. Okay. In happiness we do feel the most that we ourselves are real, and who knows the winding spiral stair that leads into the darkness of despair, where we do not see ourselves, or the trickery with which sorrow delves. Yet spirit finds you, will is free, it does not demand a therapist's fee. Just ask of yourself daily, will to be, it'll light the staircase up for thee. And as you make your journey up, your character you slow build, and with each adventure sup, life's sweet grass smell, and that is the spell that will break you from this unruly hell. But there is one thing more to this arcane lore that I must haste to add. Forget everyone that think you mad, and purpose forget those thoughts that have made you sad, despite their precious priceless worth. More will come, and they are worthless compared to a few days on earth. To forget takes time and practice, yes, but the trouble it brings you comes less and less. In this atheist age, we forgot how to forgive and how to worship the blessed earth on which we live. So if forgetting is the key, gratitude is the door to put the self in sunlight on life's open evermore. Oh. Thank you.
Thank you. That's breaking. And now, if I was to say, all right. Who would you think has calling up to the microphone? I, Rab. It's the Rab refrain. All right.
I thought I was on last.
No.
I told you I wanted to be on last.
Back down.
You might not be on at all now, Rab. Tara, Lola, please.
I wrote this song to thank you for the times we have had here. Because from next week it will be summer and the end of my coat, please. When I'm singing to you or when you're talking to us, it's like the magic in the room could combine us. I haven't felt like this for years. It's like a brotherhood that wipes away the fears. At first I thought it was the crush I had on someone very special, but when you were not there again, I realized it was even stronger than before. It's like the light in your eyes is a star in my skies, the lighting of the sky tonight for you, Alexis, and the rest of you guys. Just like a star across my sky, let's sing of our experience because we are delirious like bees. She's electric. Weaving our way through the pattern of the pop tonight, it's like we're all at the smarts flooding the path with light, light, light. So thank you for the music, you gave my spirit wings, with the heavenly celebration of all the earthly things. There is fire on the mountain, but nobody seems to be on the run. I never knew that there could be a poetry night here as special as this, that I would have to come along to every Monday that I could never miss. When we all laugh, reminds me that heaven loves us. The memories are precious like stars when the night has gone dark. When it rains, look for rainbows. When it's dark, look for stars. I'm walking home every night, there is a wonderful sight. The city lights illuminate the park. Damn, what I do to have you here, near. I wish you were here, I wish you were here. When all is said and it's almost over, don't worry. When all is said and done, I'm always grateful to have come. And I want to thank you for giving me the best night of my life. Because you are all such wonderful people, beautiful people. Oh, Tara should have been last and not right. What am I to do now? Rob.
Lads, far be it for me to engage in any small bit of triumphalism. I'm just going to give the agreed upon signal here. But to me, have an old round of applause for Paul Casey and O'Hale for winning. What a winner! What a winner!